Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about, this is your best opportunity today. Give us a question. Let's have a topic of conversation. 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we introduced the question, why did Jesus come? Why was he born? Why did he, you know, condescend to leave his heavenly glory to become one of us? That's a very interesting question, isn't it? But he came for us, for our benefit. There was a will that God had, a desire for each of us, and his will could only be accomplished in sending Jesus. So why did he come? So that we could experience what God the Father had for us. And that's so important for us to understand. Jesus didn't just come just for the sake of it. He had us in mind. And I love what the angel said to Joseph. You know, there was lots surrounding the birth of Jesus and the conception of Christ and that sort of thing. And in Matthew chapter 1, we see this story of the angel announcing the birth of Christ to Joseph and encouraging him to stay with Mary, to not divorce her as he had thought would be the best solution. So, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife." We get so frightened in life. We're so afraid to take a step in any direction. There are so many people out there right now who are stuck in the mud. They are afraid to make a decision because they are afraid that their decision will take them in a direction that is opposite of God's will for their lives. That we see that all the time. And here Joseph was afraid to do something that he might have thought was the right thing, and that was to continue with Mary. So he had devised a plan to divorce her quietly, to somehow protect her, but he was also protecting himself.
Yes.
And that's not what he really wanted to do, I don't think. He probably really loved Mary, and he probably knew that she's not going to cheat on him, so there has to be some type of explanation, and here the angel was giving that explanation. So don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Now, did he understand what the angel was talking about at that point?
Not really.
You know, we don't even understand that. We just know that's the case. The Holy Spirit was involved. This child is special. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the prophet had said, or what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So we see the very reason that Jesus came just in the names. Jesus means Savior. He's going to save us from our sins. And it's kind of interesting how this conversation begins. Do not be afraid. You know, we live our lives in fear.
Oh.
And here the name of Jesus just punches that fear right in the face, doesn't it? In him, there's no reason to be afraid. Why? Because he's going to save us from our sins. The punishment we justly deserved, he's going to take upon himself. That's going to wipe out fear. That's going to punch it in the face and give us a whole new way to live. That's why he came, to give us a whole new way to live. Not a life motivated by fear, but one motivated and compelled by the love of God. And then the next name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is going to be with us. When he takes away our sins, he is going to be with us forever. Never to leave us, never to forsake us. We will always be in his presence. And if we are always in his presence, we are always in his good favor, his grace, his mercy, his kindness. It doesn't get any better than that. That's why he came.
Absolutely. Calls beginning already to come in. Still plenty of room for you if you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. And again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. If you live in Canada or the U.S., that's a good number, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Kurt, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Got into a little discussion at work, and I brought up a point that I would like to hear your all's biblical viewpoint on. In today's crazy world, how does it play out in Christ's view if you get put in a situation, say you're protecting your family, and through that protection, you have to use lethal force to save your family? How does that play out in Christ's view?
Well, Kurt, certainly we have the laws of the land, and as we learn in the New Testament, specifically Romans 13, there's a reason for government. Government has a purpose, a God-ordained purpose, and that is to deter evil. And so we subject ourselves to the laws of the land. One of the reasons we do that is so that we won't seek revenge for the wrongs that have been done to us, that we will recognize the authorities and the God-given authority that governments have to do something with the evil that's in the world. But certainly one of the laws of this land is we can protect ourselves. So I think if you're in that situation, and of course, you know, we all can talk, right? You know, if somebody marched into my house and was doing this to my family or this to me or whatever, we can say a lot of things that we would do, but we're not really going to know what we're going to do until that situation arises. And somebody may, instead of defending themselves, even though they have that right to do so, they may start talking about Jesus to the person that is invading them, and it could stop the whole thing dead in its tracks. There's stories of that people have talked about, you know, going into very dangerous situations, people having guns, in their back, ready to pull at any time, and something was said about Jesus, and it changes the whole nature of that situation. So we don't know what's gonna happen, and I think those of us who know Christ, who have Christ living in us, we can say, Lord, what I want to do more than anything is to hear you speak to me as to what I'm supposed to do at that very moment. And I think we can trust him to do that. At some times that could be defend yourself. At other times it could be just start praying and start talking about Jesus. We'll leave that in the Lord's hands.
Yes, I totally agree with that. It was just a simple question. I started thinking about, we're supposed to turn the other cheek, and I was like, you know, I was sitting there thinking to myself, surely Christ does not expect us to, you know, in a situation where someone's getting ready to shoot you or shoot a family member or whatever the situation may be, surely he doesn't require us to let it happen.
Well, Kurt, I mean, if your family, like I said, if somebody's attacking my family, I want to protect.
Absolutely.
And part of love is sacrifice. Sacrificing yourself for someone else.
Jesus didn't say turn your child's other cheek. He said turn your own cheek. This is a personal issue between you and someone else, done by grace through faith. And that's the issue here.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer, and I appreciate that. It's just a question that popped up today, and I
Kurt, it's an important question because these sort of things are out there. I mean, people are finding themselves in situations where they're having to protect themselves, you know, whether it's in their own home or whether it's out at a movie theater or wherever it might be. I mean, these situations are arising, and they're coming at us in waves right now, which is frightening. And so it's raising the questions, how are we to respond? One, we're not going to know for sure until we're in that situation. That's exactly right. And we can prepare and we can think about how it's going to be, but we're not really going to know for sure until we're there, right? But what we will find is that God's grace is sufficient. And what that's going to look like at that moment, we'll find out then and there. So I think we need to prepare ourselves to recognize the world that we live in, recognize the times that we're living in, recognize what's going on, and say, Lord, equip me, prepare me, put something in my heart that gives me the courage and the strength to do what you're going to call me to do in any given situation.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I thank you all for your answer. That's it's what I wanted to hear. It's what I thought I would hear. Just like to, you know, shore up what I think by other believers and what they read and understand.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Thanks for your call today. And I think you're bringing up a very timely and relevant topic. So thank you for that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kurt. Thank you.
Yeah. 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines. If you have something you'd like to discuss, as Kurt did, or if you have a Bible question you'd like to pose, good opportunity right now. 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go and talk to Louise, listening to us in Brooklyn, New York on WMCA. Hi, Louise. Nice to hear from you.
Likewise. I'm a little nervous. I called up. I've been really, really been going through worse than I was before. What I want to ask you is, when you're sick, my kidneys now, for some reason, they don't know, they just went to stage 3 kidney disease and other things. When you're praying, I mean, I don't really know how to pray. I only know how to talk to God, but God knows already what's wrong. So is that like I'm really not praying more? And I repeat the same thing, like, please, God, help me get through this. Give me the strength. You know, I can't even get out of bed anymore. And then I get these thoughts. Yes, I did hurt myself. I did cut myself. I'm like, my faith is like...
Well, what? Did you cut yourself? You actively chose to cut yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like I can't deal with the sicknesses anymore. I can't deal with it. You know, I have no friends, and I listen to the Bible study, and it just... I feel so lost. I just, you know, wish, like they say, when you speak to God, he hears what you say.
Okay, but here's, I don't, let me step in. First, I want to talk to our listeners in New York City. If you are listening and Louise's conversation is touching your heart, I want you to pick up the phone right now and call 844-412-2742. 844-412-2742. If you can call this number and let us know that you will pick up the phone and call Louise and be there to help her, we want that kind of help coming from the body of Christ, support. If you're a pastor in this in the New York area listening, in the Brooklyn area, would you please pick up the phone and call so we can get some personal help to Louise?
Yes.
The second thing, Louise, God is there with you. You've called our program. You were one of the first people to call our program a couple of years ago when we went on in New York. You prayed to receive Christ on the air. Many people heard that. It was a powerful, powerful call. We know the pain that you've been going through. And we've been praying for you and have prayed for you on the air as well. And we're going to do that again today. But Louise, the most important truth, the most important takeaway from this call is this: you are not alone. You may be alone as far as human friends and that sort of thing, but Jesus Christ is right there with you. He is living inside of you, and he loves you, and nothing can separate you from that love. I don't know how old you told us how old you were at one point. I can't remember what that was.
66.
Okay. So
this is something, you know, it's like almost all my life since a kid, you know, I've been through a lot, and there's other people. Yes, I understand. They've been through a lot too. But it's like, I'm just asking God, there are maybe 1-2 days out of the month where I feel all right. And of course, I thank God, but it's hard to handle, you know, going to this doctor, that doctor's getting worse, you know, and I don't know what to do anymore. I'm like, you know.
Well, Louise, as we've mentioned to you before, you know, if you're in pain, if you have physical things going on, that just kind of takes all of your energy, all of your attention. You just get focused on that pain. That's the way it is. But Jesus is still there, and he's going to walk with you through this. You know, trust him. That's what it's all about. Do you really believe that Jesus actually loves you? Do you really believe that?
Yes, I do.
I want you to wake up, and even in the midst of that pain, say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me. That's what a heart of faith is going to say. It's a powerful thing to thank the Lord, because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. You're not thanking him for the difficult circumstance, but you're thanking him for the actual life that he's given to you, that spiritual life that can never be taken away. You're thanking him for his presence. You're thanking him for the fact that he's forgiven your sins, that he's taken away your guilt and shame. You're thanking him because he's declared you to be righteous, and he's justified you. You know, God justifies the wicked, and that's what all of us were. We rebelled against God. We had an evil heart toward God, and yet God so loved us that he justified us. He declared us to be in right standing with him. So we thank the Lord for those things despite of what's going on in our circumstances, whether good or bad. So that's how we march through these difficulties, is with a genuine and deep and sincere faith in Jesus, thanking him for all that he's accomplished, knowing that one day, and one day soon for all of us, we're going to be absent from this body and present with the Lord. So, Louise, let's go to the Lord and pray right now, and then I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to find out more information and see if we can connect some people in New York City with you, okay?
And for sure, let her leave her phone number.
Yes,
again.
Yes. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you for Louise, and thank you for the relationship that's been cultivated with her just through this radio broadcast. She was one of the first people to call when we went on the air almost 2 years ago. So thank you for that relationship. Thank you that she has the confidence to pick up the phone and call us. And we're so grateful for that. And today we're specifically praying that you will make her, your presence known to her in a special way, that you will comfort her. You have said you are the God of all compassion, the God of all comfort. Comfort her right now, Lord, and we're asking you that in the name of Christ Jesus, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Put in Louisa's heart an attitude of thankfulness, knowing that nothing can separate her from your love. Nothing can change the fact that you have declared her to be a child of God. And Lord, also we pray that someone there in the New York City area will hear Louisa's cry and would be willing to step up and say, I want to help. And so we put all of this, Lord, in your hands. We thank you for your promises that you're going to work things together for good, and we're going to trust you with that. And thank you again for Louise, our dear sister in Christ. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Louise, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your phone number, and then we will try to connect you with somebody, a pastor or somebody that can maybe give some help to you right there in New York City. Okay. You hang on, Louise, and thanks for calling. And, you call us again. Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless Louise.
I think this phone call, of course, underscores the importance of Basic Gospel being on the air each day to be available at, for the needs of those who listen and who have a need like Louise. And we need your ongoing support, friends, to continue to be here, to be available at people's times of need. For your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy of our of Meet the Author, the Bible reading plan that we prepared. It's a very, very nice plan, and it's a one-year plan that you can use as your personal journey to discover the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and of the New Covenant. You're going to find a prominent link at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. And you can click, as I said, you can click donate at basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed. And we certainly need your help at this time of the year, as most ministries do. Mm-hmm. December is a big month, and we're praying that God would move in the hearts of so many people to stand with us, so that we can continue to get the word out about Jesus. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is our only hope. Jesus is our life today. And we want the light of his life to shine brightly in this world of darkness. And the only way to do that is to get the word out.
Yeah.
And we have just this incredible platform called radio and internet that delivers the message straight to a person's heart. Somebody that goes into a church, a lot of times they are putting on airs, they're wearing a mask, they're trying to pretend. When somebody's listening to radio, there's no pretending. It just goes right to the heart. They're truthful, they're honest, they're open. And that connection, that heartfelt connection, brings about incredible change in a person's life. So help us get this word out through the broadcast. We desperately need people to stand with us. We need about 300,000 between now and the end of the year, December 31st. So stand with us. Make a call today. Go online today. Make a gift so that others can receive the good news of Jesus Christ, so they can hear it, believe it, and live it in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. And again, that link, you'll find it right under the huge banner on the front page at basicgospel.net that says Get the Word Out. On the right side, just under that, you'll see featured on Basic Gospel, Meet the Author. And of course, as I said, it's a one-year Bible reading plan that you can use as your personal journey to discover the author and finisher of the New Covenant. Included are Bob's and Richard's and my thoughts on this on each week's passages of Scripture. So take advantage of that. It's free to you with your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Again, you can find that prominent link at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Basic Gospel app. We have prepared it for you so that you can stay connected when you're on the go. Just download it from the App Store. With the app, you can listen to the live broadcast. You can can access the program archive, and you can post your question and get an answer on the air. You can see Bob Christopher's blog and access my weekly post called Inside the Studio. You can also find out about upcoming events, if there are some, and you can join our email list there as well. You'll find us interactive with Facebook and Twitter, so take advantage of the Basic Gospel app. It's available now in the App Store. Well, that's our time for today, everybody. We're so glad that you've joined us, and we're going to come back with the teaching edition tomorrow, our regular Friday teaching edition. Hope you'll be a part of that. So until then, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.